Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
So when the routine of everyday Las Vegas gets to be a little bit of a, I don't know, grind, one escape might be booking a staycation. Today on CityCast Las Vegas, we talk with downtown business person and Market in the Alley curator Jen Toller. Jen's a big fan of staycations, so we get her insider tips for doing it downtown and how locals can play faux tourists, especially for big events like Life is Beautiful. It's Tuesday, September 5th. I'm David Figler, and here's what Las Vegas is talking about. I'm not sure I'd introduce you. It's like fashionista, retail goddess, entrepreneur, Jen Toller. Welcome to CityCast Las Vegas.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here, and I love that I'm talking to you.
Yeah, well, we have a fun topic today, and that's about staycating or staycations, which I think a lot of Las Vegans do just because we have so many different options, and sometimes you just can't get out of town, and you want to do it up, but not too far away from home base. What are some staycations that you have done in Las Vegas, Jen?
I have really enjoyed doing Red Rock Casino because it's close. You know, it gets me a little out of my bubble. I live and breathe in everything downtown. So sometimes it's kind of nice to go closer to the mountains and do that. I've also done the Golden Nugget, Rush Tower, fan of that one. My parents come in town quite often and that's where they stay. So that's always a good one in downtown.
When you do the Golden Nugget, do you go swimming with the sharks?
Always. You know, they let me get in there, actually, you know?
Yeah.
We do the pool often as well, which is always great. So there's so many great ones all around town. And you can kind of pick and choose your adventure if you want to be more in the art scene, more in the tourism, more in like kind of the outskirts, closer to nature. We really have like a diverse way of experiencing Las Vegas, which is really cool.
Yeah, I guess one way to kind of contour your staycation would be to decide if you're going to be 100% in the bubble. Like you mentioned, Cosmopolitan, you could certainly get great, like expensive meals. You could go down to the pool. You could go catch a show. You could go peruse the retail even close by to like Crystal's Mall and spend all that money just in your little bubble. Or you could pick a time when there's just something interesting happening in walking distance from where you are, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
One thing that I'm thinking of right now, probably one of the biggest upcoming events in downtown, of course, is Life is Beautiful, their 10th anniversary. What do you think would be an ideal downtown staycation concept around Life is Beautiful?
I would probably, thinking about the whole weekend, before, after, during, I would look at the English Hotel.
Oh,
because I feel like it's a very like central location. It is a little bit kind of maybe off the main path and a walking distance from the festival gates. But for walking distance in any other city, it's not very far. In Vegas, it tends to be far for us. But
and the weather might be better-ish.
Yeah, it should. And this year is always like a toss-up on the weather. But what I love about the thought of the Todd English is that you can start your day in the Arts District before you go out to the show, because the doors don't open until 3:30 or so. So you can kind of come over here. We've got a great hub of coffee shops and little, like, you know, light bites, retail. Kind of start your day here, slowly make your way over to the Fremont Experience, have lunch or maybe a late lunch pre-drink or whatever you might want to do before you go into the festival. And then if you're at the festival and plan to be there the whole time, by the time it ends, you can pop over to any of the clubs, bars that are open there, or get back over to the Arts District side, get, you know, reset in your hotel room, and then hit the bars in this area as well. So you're not too far from both areas of downtown, which is really nice.
That does seem like a good central place, right? Because it's on First Street, very close to Arts District. But the reason I bring up Life is Beautiful, not just because it's coming up, but I know that you have a very special connection with it as well, because one of your projects, I would call it probably a passion project, knowing what I do know about you, is something called Market in the Alley. And that happens throughout the year. It used to be on Fremont Street. It's moved back into the Arts District a little bit. But Life is Beautiful has a space for Market in the Alley too.
Yeah, when I started, I think I had maybe like 20 vendors, like 200 people that showed up. And now today I have a database of well over 400.
Whoa.
We usually curate anywhere from 50 to 70 vendors during a market. And we have anywhere from 1,000 to 4,000 people that show up. So it's evolved. Everything to me is very quality. You know, we have amazing ceramicists that you would see these pieces in restoration hardware, or, you know, high-end furniture companies. And here it is, beautiful, handmade, quality, and reasonable to take home, to jewelry, to, you know, vintage curations, everything that you can kind of think of. In the Arts District, that's our flagship location. I'm able to curate a lot more food options with this location. So you get a lot of diversity in the food and kind of the locals play on their cuisine, which is really fun too.
Yeah. I mean, it is in my mind, Market in the Alley, as it exists in the Life is Beautiful footprint, is probably the most intensely local part of the festival.
Yeah, I would agree. I think you get this like very hyper focused spotlight on the local community with Market in the Alley. Granted, you are in the footprint of our local community as the festival goes, but to have that condensed experience has been a beautiful thing to offer, and the local community is like beyond grateful to be a part of it. Some regulars, you have Carrie with Woove. She makes jewelry out of resin, and she crushes it every year. Get your fashion flair with her jewelry. You have Abby, who does art and illustration, and Jim Jacks, Recycled Propaganda, Mila with Green Morning Art, a lot of really cool vintage. There's so many. I have about 56 spots of people. So it's I can go through the list, and, you know, I don't want to leave anyone out.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Do you have a sweet insider tip about navigating the Market in the Alley inside Life is Beautiful if people are in there or ready for the festival?
Go there early. It's known that a lot of people go there first to get like their special custom local art or piece to wear through the weekend. A lot of them will hold or ship for you as well. So definitely ask if you don't want to carry something around.
Yeah, because that could be a pain in the butt.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a beautiful thing to do early. You know, there's a window of time that sometimes there's not. The shows haven't really started, or you've got some gaps. So it's a beautiful thing to go to and really sit and explore. We're also introducing a really cool element of more customization and interactive vendors. And so there'll be some things where you can go like learn how to tuft and make a little coaster or make a rug, and they'll ship that to you if you want.
You're doing like workshops during the Market in the Alley?
Yep. It'd be right near the market. So we'll be launching and talking about that exact location. It's within the block of Market in the Alley, but we're curating this really cool activation space where you can actually make and do stuff as well. So come early and schedule your time so you know when you can kind of like learn a craft and then also connect with these amazing, talented small businesses.
Oh, neat. And again, that area is right across from Ferguson. This year, are you going to go all the way back to the bunkhouse space, or that's sort of the same footprint for Market in the Alley?
Yep. So we'll start at that front entrance and take it all the way back into the bunkhouse yard. We'll have wild rind and cheese in the back as well. So you can come and get a nice little secret spot for food. And there's going to be a little beer tasting kind of activation going on back there too. So there is a little hidden gem of like food and drinks. So definitely come in there. Hopefully beat the crowds and lines as well.
Got it. Now, I'm assuming as much as you're devoted to Market in the Alley that you also have some experiences cruising around Life is Beautiful. So let's expand the Gen insider tips. What are some good, inside tips for a local who might be on a staycation who is attending Life is Beautiful weekend?
Definitely get the app and figure out who you want to see and when so you don't miss who you wanted to see. So I think that's like the biggest thing is mapping out that first, and then really taking the time to discover. Like, I mean, obviously Market in the Alley is fantastic and I highly recommend and better see everyone there, but sure. I'm super excited to see what Meow Wolf does inside the Western. I love going and finding all the culinary little gems. Cherie curates that, and there's always such delicious chefs doing like kind of pop-ups. So they're very timed and not like the all the time food vendor. So definitely looking at the culinary experience and seeing who's cooking when and what, because you get some really interesting and cool, delicious food. I love to eat. I love to shop. I love to see art. Obviously the music is amazing. And so I try to not miss who I want to see.
Yeah. I like the app because it does make it a little easier than carrying around the paper schedule and figuring out where things are and what you want to see. And they do have some little bells and whistles, so that's kind of cool. I agree with you very much on the culinary. You've got to kind of plot that out because mm-hmm. you could overeat or eat stuff that wasn't necessarily what you wanted because you were just hungry. And then you like 10 seconds later walk by the dream spot and you're like, oh, I just wasted it on a big old hot dog when I could have had like, you know, something from Jose Andres. I don't know if he's involved this year.
Is he
involved
this year? I'm not sure.
I bet he is. I bet Haleo's there. They're usually around.
I mean, as I say that, I need to like, they just launched the food lineup.
Yeah.
One that I saw that's more of like, just like the food that you can walk up to at any time is, I don't know if you've had Old Manny's tacos.
Mm-mm.
It is delicious. I was super stoked to see them on the list. So that's definitely one to check out if you're not doing one of like the more curated chef experiences. So there's also the omakase that Jolene does. That's a course out meal. The pairing, it's more intimate. Every time I've been able to experience that, I'm blown away.
I think for staycators, and I've actually done it, even though, and this is so dumb, but I live so close to Life is Beautiful Festival. I mean, I am literally within walking distance. But sometimes if we remember, we'll get an early spot, usually over at El Cortez, because it's right there on the mm-hmm. edge of the footprint. And my insider tip is pace yourself, take a little break when you can, carve out a little nap time or foot rest time, because you're putting on a lot of steps, and that could catch up with you, especially if you're drinking. So that's my hot insider tip. All right. Well, Jen, let's get back to the main topic, which is staycations. So what other stores or attractions downtown do you think people really should check out that maybe aren't as obvious as others during a staycation weekend?
Well, I'm going to selfishly plug my other project.
Again?
Which is,
no, that's fine. I know. Go ahead. You're here. You'll do it.
Which is Akin Cooperative. Which
Akin
is
Akin Cooperative. That's A-K-I-N.
Yes, that is. Thank you.
Okay.
So Akin Cooperative, and it's a local retailer that I support over 50 different local artisans in the store. So a lot of people that you will see at my markets are within the shop as well. I also have a beer wine license where I focus on natural wine and imported beers and do a lot of workshops and gatherings just to deeper connect with our community, these makers, and just kind of like make it really interesting, unique, and fun.
Yeah, and that's over on Commerce Street, which is sort of the latest thread of the Arts District, which is really interesting to me because I think a lot of people think of the Arts District, they're really just on Main Street, maybe Casino Center, but people don't realize how much is on Commerce Street. I mean, as long as we're on the street right now during our staycation near the Arts District, Jen, what are some of the other sort of new kids on the block, if you will, for Commerce, which is, you know, legit part of the Arts District?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you've been seeing some stuff pop up here the last couple of years. I'm beyond grateful to be on this street. It's so cool. And there's so much coming in the next year. You've got the Good Wolf down here, and their store, their new location, if you haven't been, is absolutely stunning. So definitely come down. You've got Off the Threads, which I think she was here fairly early on as well, which is vintage, Cinemore, Alt Rebel, Good Karma that just opened. You have
what's Good Karma?
They do. They have an apparently amazing farm here in town where they do a lot of their growing of their herbs and plants. So it's a very like tincture, aromatherapy, apothecary store in the old Good Wolf location. Actually, the owners, it's a mother daughter. They're awesome. They have great stuff. So definitely come check it out.
That definitely sounds like some cool stuff to check out in a staycation. What about some other non-Arts District stuff that's nearby if you were going to get a spot to stay in town, but away from your normal routine in the area?
Still downtown, but not the
Arts
District?
Yeah, still downtown, yeah, cool. But not Arts District.
Well, if it's not, if you're not going to the festival, or if you are going to the festival, I guess either one, just depending on, but I definitely highly recommend Ferguson's. That has over 20 different small businesses that you can support there. That is within the footprint, along with Container Park. Those are two great local destinations for supporting small business, creatives, food and beverage, good hangout spots.
Yeah, plenty to explore. And of course, our one of the originators down there, kind of tucked away behind Container Park, is Eat with Chef Natalie Young. And so...
Oh, Eat's so great.
Such a fantastic place. It's been there so long now. It's kind of like old school. So Jen, I guess let me just ask the final question, which is like the summary. How can you tell if you've had a successful staycation? What are the markings of having done it right?
I think you come back and feel rejuvenated and in love with your city. You know, we have so many great things to offer. Anywhere that you choose, you know, is a beautiful hotel experience or Airbnb experience. Assuming that you did it right, you know, you should feel excited about your stay because, you know, customer service.
A legal Airbnb.
Licensed
Airbnb.
A licensed Airbnb or VRBO, whatever all the things are. But, you know, customer service is what we do here. So you get really pampered when you stay places in Las Vegas and just walk away, hopefully finding and discovering something new that you're really excited about to tell your friends, because there's always something new and exciting going on in our city. And it just takes kind of looking around and finding it.
Well, Jen, thanks so much for coming on CityCast Las Vegas. We're really excited to check out all the local vendors who are going to be at Market in the Alley at Life is Beautiful. And if you're staycaying and I'm staycaying and everyone else is staycaying, what a vibrancy there will be for the locals to take advantage of what usually only the tourists get to see. Jen Toller, thank you so much for joining us on CityCast Las Vegas.
Thanks for having me. Always a pleasure, David.
That's all for today here on CityCast Las Vegas. If you enjoyed the show, here's what you can do. Send this episode to your staycation buddy. Then rate the show, leave us a review, and subscribe to our morning newsletter. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Take care.